This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Well, good morning.
Morning, Lon. Here's your ESPN Radio weather forecast brought to you by Gerber. When do you get to Gerber, Lon?
When your fender can't fend for itself.
Oh, my God.
I got it.
Nailed it.
Finally.
Winning media polls, and now he's just remembering these lines. That's when you get to Gerber, when your fender can't fend for itself. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER, G-E-R-B-E-R, to find your nearest Gerber location. Currently, it's warm. And it's not raining. It's cloudy. It's 63. Looks like it's going to rain tonight and 1 a.m. and 65, so it's getting warmer. Tomorrow looks like 58 and cloudy. Saturday's high is 39. Sunday, I see a snow icon.
It just wouldn't.
You stop fluctuating back and forth. Just pick one.
Just pick one. Go with it. I totally agree.
And we've had one for too long, so let's pick the other one. Warm and sunny. We're ready for it. ESPN Radio.
And here we go.
There's a drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done. Well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
There we go.
Teamwork, that's how it happens, man.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper.
Like two-man game, the pick and roll.
I'm Lon Tay, he's Derek Piper. We got a lot going on, actually, believe it or not. So we are not just going to sit here like bump on a log, like a bump on a log.
I think we've done pretty decent so far.
I do, too. We've got a cool show tomorrow as well set up. By the way, Big Ten Network for the second time today, and they're going to do it again at 7. They are showing the 2005 Elite Eight game between Illinois and Arizona. And it is so, there's a couple things that are weird. Number one, playing this on a court that says DePaul. I forgot about that. Let me tell you the things I forgot about. I forgot that they played on a court. I knew it was up at Rosemont, but I forgot that the court had DePaul on it. Number two, I forgot Warren Carter was on this team. I kid you not.
Yeah, good point.
Because all of a sudden he's in and he gets a rebound, and the first thing I did, Warren Carter. I mean, immediately I started saying that. And then the third thing that I forgot is that Arizona shot like 98% in this game. And I'm like, wow. No wonder that a three seed was pushing a one to the end. Arizona played really well.
Lee Stoudemire, Channing Frye, Shakur.
Yep,
Shakur.
There was a kid that was a freshman that had a big rebound late, had a big block late of Roger Powell, and I cannot think of his name. Who was Radinovich or something?
Yes.
There's a Radinovich.
Ivan Radinovich.
Okay. Who knocked down a three.
Hassan Adams.
Was he the one in the with the D. Brown headband? Hassan Adams.
That's right.
I think that's right. So, listen, that was a really good Arizona team. And it's a cool, cool game to watch, knowing that what you know at the end. Because I can remember like it was yesterday watching the second half of that game. And just Illinois gets down by 9. They show the they put up the little thing on whatever I'm trying to say. Display that says this matches the largest deficit of the season at Purdue. And I'm like, oh, I bet when I was watching that in real time, I was like, no. And then it gets to 14, then it gets to 15, and you're like, you're done. There's 4 minutes left. And the Arizona bench, you looked at the kids at the on the Arizona bench when Arizona went up 15, they all had this look on their face like, we're going to the Final Four. And it's eerie almost if you're them. I couldn't go back and watch this.
Oh,
there's
no.
Two games I will never go back and watch. The 1989 loss to Michigan and the 2005 national championship loss to North Carolina. I will never in my life watch those games again. I can't. I just can't. I just, unless Illinois wins a national title in the next 10 years, maybe I'll go back and watch that, but I cannot sit there and watch those games. I wonder how many people are like that, that are like me, that just cannot go back and rewatch those games.
Have you ever watched the Cardinals Super Bowl against the Steelers?
No. Oh, that's number three. Thank you. I've never watched that game, and I will not do it. And if I did, I would watch it to the point where Larry Fitzgerald outsprints the Steelers to go up, and then I would shut it off. But no, those are that's perfect. Those are three things I cannot watch anymore in my life. And it's, or I've never watched them. I've never watched them again. And I wouldn't do it. So 359-2255, maybe you have an event that you just cannot watch. The Bears lost a Super Bowl in your lifetime.
Yes. Have I'd you? Watch the Hester return for a touchdown. And I was clicking on it. That's all I need.
That's good enough. Leave on a good spot. Yeah, I guess I could. I
need the Calvin Hayden pick six.
No. No. I could probably watch the Illinois-North Carolina game up until it's tied at 70, and then Luther Head and Darren Williams both had looks.
I know.
And I'm like, those have gone down all year, and they didn't go down. And at some point, I'm one of those guys. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm a whiny guy like that. At some point, you say, is it ever meant to be for us? I mean, and I say us as unprofessionally as I can be because I feel like I'm part of the Illinois family. I mean, I've watched enough games and done everything I can for that. So it's like, is it ever going to happen?
It'd be tough to watch that Michigan football game. Well, there's a couple, really.
Yes.
Was it 2001 when they came here?
The fumble game?
I think that, well, the fumble of the Kyle Hudson in 2007.
Yes. And then,
the Sugar Bowl team, didn't they lose to Michigan at home?
Did they lose that year? Probably did. I don't remember. I remember the fumble game with Anthony Thompson where my boy who's coming to, well, maybe he's not coming to Central Illinois. There, take that, karma. Well, the guy that was officiating that game was, you know, he messed up both fumbles. He messed up Rocky Harvey's.
That's
calling
what I'm thinking
it a fumble.
Of, yes.
Yeah, that, no, I couldn't watch that again. Because he called a Rocky Harvey fumble a fumble when it wasn't. And then he called, because Rocky Harvey, the ball hit the ground. And then Anthony Thompson actually fumbled, and he said that it wasn't. Or, I'm sorry, what am I saying?
Anthony Thompson.
Anthony, yeah, what was it? It was
Anthony Thomas?
Yeah, who cares?
I only know that because he played for the Bears for 3 years.
He played for the Bears.
A-train and a jersey.
Somebody is calling, and I apologize if you're listening and you're calling. We don't have any interns. We're doing social distancing as much as we can. So we don't have any interns today, so it's hard for us to answer. Well, no, I'm not going to say it's hard. It's impossible for us to answer the phone
while we're on the air.
Now, if you want to call us off the air when we go to a break, we'll try to get you on. However, I do want to tell you, at 4:30 today, and I'm excited about this. In fact, we're going to try to get him a little early, maybe around 4:25. Harry Black, who used to, of course, work here on these airwaves, took a job with ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut. And we've had him on once, but, you know, we were sitting there talking this week, and we're like, what are they doing at ESPN? I mean, we're all sports people right now are trying to figure out what to do. So I want to ask Harry, I want him to take us inside Bristol, take us inside that building. What is going on there? Is it mass confusion? They have one of those ESPN commercials where Charlie Steiner's got a tie wrapped around his head and he's running around going, get out while you can.
Yeah.
Is that what is going on right now at Bristol? So we'll ask Harry Black that at 4:30 or 4:25, right around there. And then at 5:05, Marley Weirda from Channel 3 Sports is going to join us. She's been doing some social distancing herself, doing interviews from her home. I guess
FaceTime interviews.
FaceTiming, okay.
Mike Small and Dan Hartlib.
Okay. So we're going to ask Marley, how have things changed for you? I mean, she is number one, a reporter first and an anchor second at Channel 3. So now as a reporter, knowing I'm not saying you can't, but I guess you shouldn't go out and interview people right now, I guess. So what are you doing? And obviously we know what she's doing a little bit with the FaceTime. So we'll talk to her about kind of the challenges that COVID-19 is putting on her.
She also covered a lot of those teams that had their seasons cut short, whether that be IHSA basketball, state tournament, spring sports. That'd be interesting.
That will be. Hey, and speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up. Craig Anderson, who's the executive director at the IHSA, Illinois High School Association, is going to join us tomorrow around 4:10. So leading off the show tomorrow, Craig is going to come on. There is still some hope, Derek, that the spring sports can still compete this year in Central Illinois. I know there's a lot of teams. I'm going to be a homer here and say, I mean, there's a Villa Grove girls softball team that last year made it to the elite, super sectional, that is, Elite Eight, I guess, and only lost one player off that team. So they've got big dreams, and all of a sudden for that to be taken away. And I know there's plenty. I'm sorry, I'm more familiar with them, and I apologize to all the other schools. I'm sure there's plenty. St. Joe always has. I know Unity's got a good softball team. There's probably some really good baseball teams in our area. Track. You know, people shooting, if you're a senior and maybe you've got a chance this year to get a state title at in Charleston. There's just so many dreams that could be crushed by this. So we're going to have Craig Anderson on tomorrow and talk to him about, you know, what are they doing to try to figure this out? I know we're all kind of sitting here waiting. And then number two, if it gets figured out, how do you do it? So we'll talk to Craig Anderson tomorrow at 4:10 on that. And then Derek Burson is going to join us. Derek is the sports information director for Illinois basketball. He's always behind the scenes. He's the ones getting us the interviews. Well, we want to interview Derek.
He did say to me, "You must be getting to the bottom of the barrel already." And I was like, "Yeah, you got plenty of time for that." No, I think you have some great stories.
I've always wanted to do this with Derek. I'm truly.
He was one of the first guys we were brainstorming this.
That's exactly, yeah. So, Derek, if you're listening, I promise this isn't a bottom of the barrel. We got to figure something out. I've always wanted to talk to Derek because sports information directors, I mean, for the casual fan, they probably understand who they are. They see him that, you know, there's always, who's that guy with Brad Underwood all the time, right? Now, we know them being in the business, but they work their butts off. And for every sport, they work their butts off. So I love giving them some credit, and that's going to be a fun interview tomorrow with Derek Burson. So again, tomorrow, Craig Anderson, IHSA Executive Director, and then Derek Burson, Sports Information Director for Illinois Basketball. Today, we had a chance. We'll get to basketball, by the way, a little bit later.
Sure, that's fine.
Because there's a big guard out of Ohio State that's transferring, DJ Carton. So I want to ask your opinion on that. He was Mr. Iowa. So
Illinois reportedly interested.
Okay. He'd have to sit out a year.
Potentially.
Now, of course, he left because of anxiety reasons, so I guess maybe he could petition.
And there's a feeling that most or there could be transfer reform within the NCAA where the one-time freebie to go somewhere else, there's a feeling, a growing feeling amongst, I guess, the industry or the landscape that could be in place this offseason.
Okay. I'm going to go the other way here because I'm always ripping on kids if they don't, you know, I'm always backing Illinois on this. I'm going to go against Illinois once. Not against Illinois. I hope he lands here. If I were an Ohio State fan and he came to Illinois, I'd be upset. I'd be like, now, okay, you know, the anxiety reasons, and I feel bad for the young man, but if part of that was to go home, because I think he left Ohio State and went home, and if part of that is to get closer to home, then granted, you're getting a little bit closer in the state of Illinois, but you're not getting
the expectation is he's going to go to Iowa.
Okay. And you know, if he could play next year on that Iowa team, we mentioned it yesterday, if Garza's back, Wieskamp, Frederick,
Bohannon,
Toussaint, then you throw a DJ Carton in there? That would be incredible.
Sheesh.
That would be incredible. So, but, and I also made the mention that if that one guy wants to transfer from Southern Illinois, I don't want him.
You said that?
Yeah, I tweeted that out. I'm like, I don't want him. I don't come here now. Don't you come here now. I don't want him.
You took Luke Ford.
Well, that's true, but you're right. Okay, I would never call him by his name even if he played for Illinois. But
you would have took Jeff Thomas, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'll just keep hold. I would hold a small grudge if he came here, but boy, he'd be right with the doctor
order. He's pretty good in Columbus.
Oh my goodness, he'd be especially against Illinois, of course. And you knew that was going to happen. All right, Harry Black's coming up soon. He works at ESPN, and Harry is going to. We're going to talk to him about what the world's going on at ESPN. But right now, today, Mike Small, Illinois is doing a great thing here. They're having a lot of coaches kind of have these press conferences via teleconference. That is. And letting them kind of speak about everything. And Mike Small was the guy today. And I've got a few sound bites here from Mike Small talking about the season. The first one, Derek, he basically just, you know, when you got the news, you know, what was that like to hear and what was it like to talk to the team about that in general?
I was very concerned when this went down about our players and their well-being, mentally and physically, obviously. You want them safe from this virus, but also this is a traumatic experience for a lot of our players, and they worked so hard for something all year, really the whole career. I had built momentum this spring where we were playing pretty well, and looking to leave, the day after this was announced for our spring trip for two big events, and all of a sudden it's canceled. So I was worried about their mental state and how they were, but they're strong kids and they get it.
There it is. I mean, this is a team that, you know, like he said, they were halfway through their season, Derek.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's hard now all of a sudden to take it away.
Yeah, it's really tough. And, of course, this is a proud program that is just consistently in that national tournament. And we mentioned them last year getting to that stage, maybe being a year away. And I think that they have some veteran guys that came back and they expected to fare better. And it's sad that it got taken away from them.
Without a doubt. The other thing is the seniors, right, that are on this team. And I always say their names wrong. Not all of them. Michael Fiegels is one of them. Brian Bumgarten. Is it Bumgarten or Bumgardner?
Garden.
Okay, Bumgarten. And then Gio Todiato? I'm bad with these names. I'm so bad. But those guys are all
Tadioto?
Seniors. Tadioto. That's what it is. Thank you. I haven't said the name in so long. They're all seniors. And Jeremy Warner asked Mike, Mike Small, have you talked to them about the possibility of returning? Because that is what the NCAA, I thought it was official. Mike Small said it wasn't quite official yet, but it sounds like spring sports, all the seniors that are losing their season will have a chance to come back next year. So are your kids, Coach?
And use their experience they've had and the talent they have to play. Well, obviously I would. Selfishly, it'd be great to have them back. And if they want to come back, I'll be a very, very happy coach. And I'll welcome back with open arms, and we'll lock those arms, and we'll go compete for a championship. But if they were to say, hey, I want to go about my career, I got things I want to do, I think it's best if I leave. Well, I'll support that too, and I'll be happy for them. Because all four of them are going to get their degrees in 4 years, and they've done everything they've been asked to do.
That is true. I mean, these guys, I mean, that is one thing about that program, Derek. You talk about culture, and you talk about a group of players that get the job done on the course, but they also get the job done off the course, and that's something Mike Small's always been proud of.
Yes, and it is a complicated decision whether or not you were to come back. I think that initially we think, well, yeah, for a team that could get to the national or make a run in a national championship, why wouldn't you? But each situation is different, whether these players are going to have the opportunity potentially this offseason to become pros. I think that as accomplished as Michael Fiegels is, he would, in my opinion.
But, agree.
It would be nice to see some of them come back and take advantage of that opportunity.
And, of course, Gio could head back home, and right. He's somebody that could maybe go play on the European Tour, and you've seen that a lot of the Illini players have gone over and had a lot of success there as well. They did ask, I think it was John Cipini, asked the question about, what about this year's team, Coach? Have you had a chance to kind of think ahead about what this team would have been able to accomplish? I assume that's kind of tough on you as a coach to sit there and think what could have been, but Mike Small was asked that today.
Team in the Big Ten on both ranking polls, not at the level ranking we wanted to be at, but we were still ranked number one, so I think we thought that a Big Ten championship would have been in our reach again. We would have had to play well. The Big Ten's got some good teams, but we would have had to play well, and I think we could have done that. So I think we could have continued the momentum that we've established the last number of years, but to see going into the match player final eight, I don't know. I think the potential's there, obviously, but we would have had to continue on the trend we had and shake off the mindset and the habits we had last fall to do that.
That is Mike Small. I know they had a bad fall in their standard. Let's be honest. According to their
relative
standards. Right, relative to their standards, they had a bad fall. But Mike Small said that this team was a team that he was looking forward to. But, if you think about it, if those three seniors all said, you know what, I'm coming back, my goodness. I mean, this would be a really good Illinois team and a really veteran team. It seemed like Illinois always had like two seniors and then two sophomores. You saw that a couple of times. Well, next year you would have a lot of seniors, and that would be something that this program would continue on the tradition that they always have, and that's being really good. So that was Mike Small today talking about his season that has been lost and unfortunate for him, but we'll try to find out some more information down the road as to whether or not the NCAA definitely approves that, because according to Mike Small, it hasn't been officially approved with regards to all the seniors getting another chance. And then if it is, will they come back? We'll learn that as we go. All right, when we come back, Harry Black, you used to hear him right here on these airwaves. He now works for ESPN in Bristol. What are they doing in Bristol to cover time now that they have no sports? We'll ask Harry when we come back. If you want to weigh in, you can. 359-2255. That's 359-2255. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at espncu.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
The Illini Shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more, all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email, and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa Checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know, at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there, and we'll bring your food out to you. Please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosati's.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Just a heads up, we've made some changes to our Stever program. You're entering into a drawing, no longer an instant win. We were inundated to the point where we needed to open the portal for an hour. And again, that hour gives you time to get to the office, get home, not have to try it while you're driving in a hurry. If you win, you'll get an email from us telling us you've won. If you don't win, your chances to win next time increase. Keep trying. Go to GoStever.com if you've not registered. It just takes a few minutes at GoStever.com. Romans 15:13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Hope is not a what or a when or a why. Hope is in the Lord. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute A Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. TwoMenChampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it is. is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Derek Piper, we've got the Mettler mix-up coming at around 4:50 today. And Marley Weirda from Channel 3 is going to join us at 5:05. So we'll talk to Marley. And then around 5:30, we'll take your calls. I know we've had a couple already about some games. So we'll take your calls around 5:30. But right now, we're going to welcome on former Tay and Carp, I guess you would say, contributor. That is Harry Black. What's up, stud?
Wow, I get the title of contributor after working there for as long as I did. Wow, what an honor.
I knew Harry would do that. What would you call yourself with the Tay and...
Co-producer with Trevor.
There you go, co-producer. Yeah, look, I'm a little rattled here, you know, having to call you and everything. Times are tough, Harry, in this world.
No, I know. It's all over the country right now. No one really knows what we're doing.
It is crazy, and I know that we want to visit with you about kind of take us inside what's going on at Bristol right now. I had this funny thought to myself the other day. There's that old ESPN commercial where Charlie Steiner has the tie on and there's commotion everywhere and he's like, get out while you can. You know, what is it like right now in Bristol, in the ESPN campus, I guess they call it? What is it like right now as there's no sports and this is a station that has everything to do with sports? What is going on there?
Well, it all kind of, I mean, I was there when it all fell down with the Rudy Gobert news. That would have been, I think, around this time last week, maybe on Wednesday, maybe a day earlier. But, yeah, you know, since then, it's been complete chaos, just kind of trying to get things in order at first. But, you know, we're the same as every other company in America right now, just trying to see what happens, taking precautions. Not a ton of people have been in to work for the last few days since this has all kind of came down. Thank God for the NFL giving us something to talk about. But just in the next couple of weeks, maybe even months, as long as this thing lasts, it's going to be interesting to see how not just us, but any sports talk show and, you know, media out there, what we're going to do for the next couple of weeks in the near future as this all kind of unfolds. But right now at ESPN, it's, you know, like I said, the same as every other company in America, just trying to roll with the punches, I guess you would say, that that this coronavirus is dealing us.
Yeah, we've been saying all week, stay hot, NFL, and we got one of your Eagles guys, Nick Foles, coming to Chicago, so might as well ask you about that now. What do you think?
Oh, my God, I'll tell you this. As soon as you guys got Nick Foles, I texted Trevor, I texted Carp, all caps, you guys got BDN, and I think you guys know what that stands for. I am a big fan of Nick Foles, probably my favorite Eagle of all time. You know, not even probably, he is my favorite Eagle of all time. When he won the Super Bowl, he got that title, he took it from Brian Dawkins for me. So I think it's going to work in Chicago. I had my doubts when he went to Jacksonville. I just don't know. It didn't seem like a good fit. But he's got weapons now out there in Chicago. He's coming back healthy. If we do have a, let's just assume that the season starts on time like it will, or let's just assume that it does in a couple months in September. But I think he's going to be a good fit. He's got a guy running an offense that he's familiar with in Nagy. And I think it's going to be a good fit for him out there. I think he will be the starting quarterback for you guys come opening week this year.
I love it. The news has come and been broken. You mentioned a lot of guys not in studios. I've seen a ton of former quarterback, backup quarterback, memorabilia and trophy shelves. I've seen more of that than I ever have in my life from their offices. As an offensive lineman, do you think that just shows that quarterbacks are a little too into themselves?
Ooh, nice.
I never even considered it that way, but I mean, that's just something that we all should just know anyway, is that quarterbacks have always been kind of, you know, hey, look, the spotlight's on me.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Everyone, I mean, you're seeing a lot of that, all jokes aside, because all the everyone, including the talents, are doing stuff remotely. We rarely have people on campus in a department more than one or two people. I mean, I went in yesterday, and I worked my entire shift, and I was the only person in screening. And as soon as I got off, the person that would work until the night shift came in. And it's just basically to completely get rid of any contact, unnecessary contact you're having with other people. But at the same time, it's not just because of that. It's because there's nothing to talk about right now. I mean, you have the NFL free agency. I mean, yesterday and the day before was as busy as it's really going to get. But, I mean, until the draft, what's going to happen? Are you just, we're just going to be talking about Nick Foles, Tom Brady, what it's going to be like for them. I can't believe I put Nick Foles ahead of Tom Brady, but that really shows biases. I'm not even sorry about it. But it's going to be a lot of that coming up until the draft, and then it's going to be talking about how these players in the draft, how they can impact their teams. And aside from that, there's really, I mean, at least off the top of my head, I can't think of anything that we're going to be talking about. But, you know, that's why this is the biggest sports media company in the world, and we have the best people on the air doing their job. And this is, you know, they're getting put to the test, and right now, so far, they've been answering the call, and I'm sure that's going to be the case until everything kind of gets back to normal.
Weird that you would think that we're not the best also, but I totally get that.
I mean, you guys, I mean, as soon as the sports world comes to a halt, what do you guys do a week later? You have me on. I mean, that could tell you right there.
It's productive, though, because I want to get inside that Bristol. Three quick counterparts. Number one, you didn't mention DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, Super Bowl champion.
I don't know how you guys got
DeAndre. I don't either. Number two, Derek Piper and I are officially 4.5 feet away from each other, not six. So we are effectively not effectively doing social distancing. And number three, Nick Foles, Harry, I mean, he's due to win another Super Bowl, right?
No. God, you're tearing me in twine right there because you know I hate saying, but you know I love Nick Foles.
I know.
I do think, though, because here's the fact of the matter. This coronavirus thing that's going on in the country and in the world right now, the way it's going to affect the NFL in all likelihood is that you're not going to have a normal off season. And if that's the case, we're not going to have maybe normal training camps, normal mini camps, and normal meetings with the teams and the coaches and new coaches and new players. So Nick Foles goes into a system that he is already familiar with, and I personally think that familiarity paired with the fact that he has proven more in his career than Mitch Trubisky has over that, you know, Mitch had that 1 year. Nick Foles has come in time and time again. He's proven himself that he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I know that sometimes is up for debate, but I will defend that stance till the day I die that he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I think that's going to help him get this team. I mean, you see they have the talent. I mean, they have the talent on offense, and they have, I think, the best defense, maybe second best behind the 49ers in the NFL. And if you get a competent quarterback in there who's proven he can do it, and Nick Foles has proven he can do it time and time and time again, 2013, 2017, 2018, in a similar offense to what he's going to be in, I think it's going to mean that the Bears could be a playoff team next year. And I don't think they could. I think they're going to be a playoff team if he starts the majority of the game.
Well, I know Derek Piper's loving that. He is loving this as Harry Black, former co-producer of Tay and Carp, right here. He's drinking out of his Chicago Bears mug. I don't know what's in it. What do you got in that thing?
It's coffee.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll let that go. Listen, the social distancing here at SJ Broadcasting allows us the right to bring in whatever we want in our mugs. But officially, it is water, Harry. You know better. All right, Harry Black.
I know, especially for you on Fridays.
Exactly.
It's always water.
It's always water. That is exactly right. That's how we do things around here. By the way, Sean Payton, I read, tested positive for the COVID-19. So it has finally affected, I don't mean like finally. Unfortunately, it has affected the NFL. Sean Payton, I think, is the first out of the NFL to be announced that. All right, so Harry, one more time, because I know you've told us this when you were on the air with us before, but you mentioned you were in the screening room by yourself. What exactly, again, are you doing at ESPN, just for our listeners that maybe didn't catch the interview the first time?
So essentially what I do, and a lot of this has to do with games that are going on, I'll take you through maybe what a day would have been like a month ago, is say it was college basketball and NBA season, and what I'm doing is I'm watching certain games, I'm waiting for certain clips to happen, getting certain radio calls. So Illinois is playing against, I was getting really good with the announcers for the radio announcers for the local feeds, but I'll be doing a game say, okay, that's the clip from this game that we want to go over air. If a host on a different radio show says, here's what happened in the Illinois game, then they'll play this clip. So that's what I would be doing for the most part if there were a lot of games going on. Aside from that, if it's maybe earlier in the day, you're taking opinions from guests on SportsCenter, guests on Get Up, from hosts, maybe Stephen A. or Max Kellerman on First Take, just guys who are on the air throughout the day giving their opinions. We'll be watching that. We'll be saying, that's something I bet that the people out there in their cars want to hear right now. Essentially, that just it's screening, because you're literally watching a screen waiting for interesting things to come up. So a lot of the times recently, what that'll be is, here's what the NBA is doing with COVID-19. Here's what Tom Brady is doing with his free agency. Oh, he's going to sign with the Buccaneers. Let's get the clip of Adam Schefter saying that he's going to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's a lot of that. And, you know, when there's not a ton going on in the sports world, there's not a need for a ton of people to be in there, unfortunately.
Here in Champaign, Wednesday morning, we met with Brad Underwood and the basketball team as they're about to go to Indianapolis. And a little bit more than 24 hours later, that was before they even said no fans at the Big Ten tournament. About 24, 32 hours later, it was, there's no Big Ten tournament, there's no NCAA tournament. It was so abrupt. I imagine it was like that for everyone, but was there talk at ESPN at all about preparing for something like that, or did you have a sense in the middle of it, I guess, with the NBA? Were there meetings or notices of, hey, this could happen, and this is what our approach is going to be?
You could tell as soon, I was walking in, I think it was last Wednesday, again, forgive me if that's not what it was, this has been the longest week, you guys, just with
incredible.
All the stuff coming out. It's insane how long this week has dragged on, but I think it was last Wednesday was when this all came down. Again, forgive me if it was Thursday, but I was walking into my shift, and I get the notice that March Madness will be held without fans, and I thought, wow, that is absolutely huge. Then a couple hours later, the Rudy Gobert news hits, and the NBA shuts down. And everyone who was in radio screening right then, it goes from, this is an annoyance, this is going to be sad to watch these NBA teams or these college teams play in March Madness without any fans, to, wow, the NBA is shutting down. This is going to be a crazy night. And it was just everyone talking about, this is what's happening, this is what we think is going to happen, people saying there's not going to be any more tournaments, which at the time seemed absolutely out of the realm of possibility. 24 hours later, you see that is what's happening. Then sports start to cancel all across the country, and you see that this is absolutely just, this is falling apart. The sports world is falling apart in response to this virus that's going around the world. And I know it's what I had heard from people who have been here at Bristol for a long time is they haven't sensed anything this strange,
right,
just this weird since September 11, 2001.
I would agree.
The entire sports world just comes to a halt for the same reason, and it's a reason that the entire world is coming to a halt. And it turned, Derek, when the NBA announced that they would be postponing play for the foreseeable future, that night is when everyone could tell this is going to be absolutely insane for the foreseeable future. And the next day is when you saw, wow, it's not going to be insane just in the NBA, maybe just in college. There's no sports anymore. And that's when it really, those 2 days, over those 24 hours, that's when it really kind of hit.
Yeah, definitely. And with the NFL, I don't know how long they can stay on this hot streak, but once that over, you mentioned it there, there's no sports. So we've had a meeting here back in Champaign trying to think off the wall, creative ideas. So how long is your who you got list, and how many ESPN hosts have you forwarded to?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to think.
Or
right
would you
now.
Rather, I should say. My bad. I don't want to disrespect it.
Would you rather? I was thinking you were talking about who you got, and let's say maybe the Cardinals are playing the Chargers. I don't know if Matron Means can run against Ainus Williams in that defense.
Good call.
No, yeah, that's a good game coming up in September of 95. My would you rather list. Ooh, you're putting me on the spot right now. I'll tell you this, though. We have, in all seriousness, at ESPN, people have been brainstorming. There's talk of
all right, no idea is a bad idea. Let's see if we can kind of... I don't want to call sports a crutch because it's obviously not a crutch. This industry is built around the fact that sports are played all over the world.
Amen.
But you don't have sports to support what you're doing right now, and you have to see, can the people in this business, can the people in this company make do without anything to talk about? And I think so far they've been doing a good job, and it's part of that is because, you know, the leadership at the top of specifically radio has been saying, no idea is a bad idea. Let's hear what everyone's got to have. And that sounds to me, the lowest on the totem pole, they want to hear everything from everyone. So I think it is nice to see that people are trying to do anything and everything to keep kind of a sense of normalcy and a sense of no idea is a bad idea. As far as would you rather, though, let's see, this probably won't be any good. Would you rather only be able to drink, let's see, really hot milk for the rest of your life,
yeah,
or milk in the form of ice cubes for the rest of your life?
Oh, yuck! You never, oh my... At least it's not something growing off my toe or a toe growing off my ear or whatever.
How about this? You can only eat frozen milk, or you can only eat milk that comes from your fingernails.
Oh. God! Why did you bring this up, Derek?
Sorry, my bad.
I had finally
They're tough.
Oh, I'd finally gotten all these out of my head. I'm just thinking about all of it. That milk in ice cube form would be horrible. But warm milk would be worse.
I mean, I thought one of you was going to say, well, you can put some milk maybe in your coffee, and yeah, then it makes it into iced coffee once it melts. No, no, no. The milk is not allowed to melt unless you eat it. Do you think this world makes sense? No, world.
Yeah, correct. Well, listen, you're fitting right in now with the rest of the world. Harry Black, you know that voice. Who is it? You can call me Sal. Just said, Harry, stay safe. Oh, and you guys too, obviously. So he's wanting you to stay safe out there. Harry, I want to ask you, as a former athlete at Illinois, if your season ended abruptly like it has for so many, not only in the professional ranks, college ranks, high school ranks, how, you know, what do you think that would have been like? And how much would that eat at you if, let's say, your senior year of football ended prematurely and you guys never were able to finish the season? How long would that take to get over?
Well, the weird thing is it's different. It's different than say if my last game. Now, my last game was against Northwestern, and it was a situation where even if we won, we would have had four wins. So we knew it was the last game.
Right.
I had a sense it was my last game. I thought maybe I could get a scholarship for a fifth year. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, so I didn't come back. But I had a sense. But it is different than, say, if my last game was the year before that, where we were 5-6 and one win away from a bowl game, and then it ends. Because you still have a sense of that.
Correct.
The thing that's weird about this is everyone of those players on the team, let's say for basketball, that isn't coming back, that knew that game against Iowa was senior day. So for Kipper or for Io, they know they're not coming back, but they know they're still playing.
Yep.
Maybe they were able to soak it in a little bit, but let's go even on the other side of that. Let's say for the players at Iowa that weren't experiencing senior day when they were playing here in Champaign. It was just the last game of the regular season. Probably no one's really thinking anything of it because, hey, let's win this. Let's go play on Thursday, or no, it would have been Friday.
Friday, yeah. Well, they played Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, well, if they would have won, they would have played on Friday,
right?
But if they, so that's how they're looking at it. For it to come to such an abrupt end, it's the only way you can really describe it is it's unsettling. It's you're looking at something and you're thinking there's a future there, and I mean, I'm thankful I never had to deal with that. I would imagine it would be a similar situation to that of, and this might not be the greatest analogy, but say you have a girlfriend, and then you're thinking, I'm going to be with her for this long, we're going to have so much time together. Boom, the next day she's gone.
Yeah.
She just leaves. I mean, it's jolting. It's stunning. You don't know what to do. It's sad. You're angry. And it's just something that you have to look back on and say, wow, I can't believe that it's over. It's unfortunate for the guys on that, on the, you know, for Illinois.
No doubt.
Io, for Kipper, for the seniors on that team, for the guys that aren't going to maybe play at the next level. I mean, Io's going to have a future in this game, but maybe for guys that that was their senior day, that was their last regular season game, and now that was their last game ever in a competitive basketball. It's just sad. There's no other way to
put it.
There's
no doubt. There's no doubt, Harry Black. Hey, that's not it. I'm trying to find your song, and I can't find it.
Are we looking for Smooth?
Yeah. I don't remember what number it was. I just don't.
Well, he tries. I want to say this real quick, Harry. We appreciate your efforts trying to get us Scott Van Pelt, but if you could tell him to not cash the check, because technically he didn't come on with us.
Correct. The Harry Black Santana Smooth. Rob Thomas, I love it. Harry, it's always great to catch up, buddy. Stay safe out there, and we'll touch base with you soon.
Thank you for having me on, you guys. This happens when the Flyers would have won the Stanley Cup.
No, they're not. The Blues were repeating. You know it.
Best team in the league this year.
I'm turning your mic off. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Harry.
Bye.
That is Harry Black. Love that guy.
Oh, I just tied it.
Oh, they did?
30 seconds left, Darren.
How did they make that comeback like that? I got to go home and watch that tonight and see how they did that. Hey, we got the Mettler mix-up next. It's the drive.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com. Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper, and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Just the drive, ESPN Radio 93.5 Latte, Derek Piper, and it is time to get to the Mettler mix-up with Jeff Schroeder, Doctor of Physical Therapy. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, considering.
Yeah, right. What a weird world we live in right now, and will for a few months, it sounds like. But you know what? It's all business as usual for the Mettler Center. Good to hear. So in other words, if somebody is needing therapy and other things going on at the Mettler Center, you guys are still got the doors open. I love to hear that.
Yeah, you know, we still have physical therapy. We are still offering one-on-one personal training. No gym access. And then we still do offer massage. Of course, all of which is optional whether folks want to come in or not.
Sure.
And as same with our practitioners or clinicians, you know, whatever they feel comfortable with as well. But yeah, we are still operational, of course, following the guidelines, both local, state, national, and using every precaution that we can.
Absolutely.
As everybody is.
You know, it's funny, Jeff. It's not funny. I hate when we always say that saying, and it's really not funny. It amazes me how it seems like every, some much more than the other, but it seems like every profession is affected by this. You know, sports radio, it's hard to figure out what to talk to. My insurance business, you know, yesterday they talked all about business interruption, and I'm hearing from all my clients saying, do I have this? Well, technically in a policy, there's non-coverage for a virus, but that's something they're trying to get. So every profession is being affected by this, and even the physical therapy world. How are you guys kind of understanding and kind of dealing with this COVID-19 and this virus that's you know, gone throughout the world and now here in the United States?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is that, you know, let's face it, physical therapy is not one of the more essential medical needs. However, there have been many patients that have come in and they're having pains, post-surgical issues. They do want to get better. So there are some folks that are very thankful that we're coming in. But how it affects us is, you know, there's a lot of folks that don't want to come in.
Right.
For not to not be exposed for a variety of reasons. So it has impacted our business as far as volume, and that goes for massage and personal training as well. And so, you know, at this point, it's about, you know, can you break even, whatever the case may be, but just try to stay viable. Now, the nice thing about physical therapy and what's happening is we're probably, because of the coronavirus, there's what we call telehealth, which has been available to doctors. I know Carl's utilizing it, Christie Clinic, that you can speak to a provider through a video platform.
Got it.
And we weren't able to do that before in physical therapy because there were certain requirements. Well, they're lifting those requirements. And so for physical therapy, we're going to be able to use pretty much any video platform to do treatments and assessments with patients from their home. We're here, they're at home, we give them skilled guidance, and we can do a lot of things, which is, that's a great thing to have, because there are folks that, hey, look, they don't want to come in, but they still would like some sort of intervention. We'll be able to provide that. They can stay home, and we can still provide some instruction.
That's awesome. And I know when I came to see you guys, there were different things and exercises that, of course, I saw Matthew Gordon, and not yourself, but there were things that Matthew would send me home and say, hey, Lon, I really want you to work on this tonight, and this would help, et cetera. I mean, that's still something you can do if a patient comes in and they're working, and then maybe they say, okay, you know, how about this next time I do some work at home? You guys always try to emphasize that.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to do more follow-up with email. We're going to try to do whatever we can to communicate with folks at home that can't come in. And that's not just for PT. I mean, if you look at the YMCA and other facilities, they're putting things online for people, and we have the same intent with personal training and with PT. We're going to put some free content, some things that people can look at, maybe benefit them at home, so that, you know, we're trying to help out not only our clients and our patients, but anybody that wants to access our page. And I know a lot of other local gyms and fitness wellness communities are doing that. So look at those resources. Use those resources. We're all trying to help everybody get through this.
No doubt. Jeff Schroeder, that's well said, my friend. Mettler Mix-Up, it's the Mettler Center. They're open for business, and they can help you with so many different things. I am one guy that can attest to that, because my shoulder is back. And I'll say that forever. I'm sure people get tired of hearing it, but it's amazing to have my shoulder back. And you guys were the ones that did it, and I appreciate it and will forever. Jeff Schroeder, thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. And, you know, prayers and blessings to everyone out there.
Amen, Jeff. Thank you very much. That is so true. Everybody, just kind of stick in there. Stay in there. I don't know that there's physical therapy for mental wear down, because right now, that for a lot of people that are finding out about a job, maybe not a good thing about their job, or, you know, or finding out a coworker maybe is losing a job, or whatever, you know, the stress that we face on a daily basis, Derek, is always so strong. And if you're one of the ones that can compartmentalize, thank you, the stress and not let it affect you, but for a lot of people, they can't. And I can't imagine what it's like now. for that. So it's just one of those where take some deep breaths,
yep,
and we'll get through this. Okay, next hour, we're going to start the hour with Marley Weirda from Channel 3 Sports. How is she handling this with interviews and such? We'll do it next. It's The Drive.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Mass.